Black Sheep, written by Susan Hill and read by Cameron Stewart.
Part 1. Chapter 1. On Mondays, the village, which was called Mount of Zeal, smelled of washing as well as of coal dust. By the time the children were walking to school, kitchens and sculleries were full of steam, and suds drifted out of the open doors of Lower Terrace and rose to join those from Middle Terrace and then Upper Terrace, known as Paradise. Mount of Zeal was built in a bowl like an amphitheatre, with the pit winding gear where a stage would be. The pit lay deep below it all. Once, when Ted Hauker was 4, he had asked why, if Upper Terrace was called Paradise, the pit was not called Hell. Evie had boxed his ears and told him she would wash his mouth out with soap suds if he ever said such a thing again, and her face had such a power of meaning on it that he had not. But the power did not extend to his thoughts and imaginings, and sometimes at night his dreams were lurid with flames.
"It comes from your grandfather," Evie said. "It comes from what you've heard him read out loud all these years."
But Ted knew that her power did not extend in that direction either. School was on the far edge of Lower, next to the chapel. It took 9 minutes to walk there, and on his first 2 mornings, Evie had taken him, his hand clamped in hers. On the third morning, Rose had walked him, leaving his hand free. She had finished senior school the previous summer and had no position, nor the prospect of one. On the fourth morning, and on every one after that for the rest of his school life, Ted had been sent off alone, as had happened to his brothers years before him. In no time, he had learned where others emerged from their own houses, and he joined up with them on this or that corner, and with more as they came from Paradise and Middle Terrace down the steep hill, while the older ones went the reverse way, joining at corners and then climbing the hill to the larger school. Now Ted was 8, rising 9, and confident, no longer the youngest child to walk with his snap tin held under his arm. It was mid-September, warm, and the sky above Mount of Zeal was an Italian painter's blue, as revealed in the postcards pinned on the walls of the school corridor by Miss Irons, who loved art. But the village saw little of the Italian painter's gilded light, which could rarely pierce through the pall of soot. It was Monday, and the suds hung on the still air, never rising higher than Middle Terrace, but eventually just evaporating there.
"You can help," Evie Hauker said.
Then raised her voice.
"I know what you're doing, Rose."
She had heard the bump of the trunk lid on the floor above, however quietly Rose had tried to open it. She would have shouted again, and in a voice not to be denied, but something inside her softened for a moment, and she let her daughter be. She stood to rest her arms on the washtub. It would all come to Rose soon enough as it was, the piles of bedding and blackened shirts and vests, the baby muslins, and the metal tub of grey water. Evie edged round the tub to lean instead on the doorframe, looking out, the suds wreathing round her head. Mount of Zeal rose in steps to Paradise and then ended, after a short incline, apparently having reached the sky itself, though only because the hill was too steep to reveal the open land beyond. After that, tracks led across country, one to Mount of Zeal Farm, 1.5 miles away, the others to the sheep moors, spreading and clambering across stony outcrops. Her mother could not have heard the trunk opening. Perhaps she did not know about her interest in the trunk at all, was Rose's thought, whenever she went to it. The first layer was of 2 folded winter blankets, the next of saved baby clothes, all for a girl.